All right, so we have the Heat Help Cure Radiothon going on here today. Jonathan Zaslow, I got Justice Winslow here with me as, of course, Heat Help Cure Radiothon. It's benefiting Miami Cancer Institute, and it's a really special day here as we're talking to cancer survivors throughout the day. We're talking to the folks, doctors at Miami Cancer Institute, and also kind enough to have guys like Justice Winslow hang out with us for a few minutes here. So, you know, like almost all of us, you've had cancer touch your family, unfortunately, right?
Yeah.
And who was it? Is your grandmother who passed away?
Yeah, my grandmother passed away, and also all of her sisters, they all passed away from breast cancer before their mom. So my great-grandmother actually lost all her daughters before she ended up passing. So.
And were they all breast cancer?
All breast cancer.
So all four girls, breast cancer?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Including your grandmother?
Yeah.
Wow. And how old were you?
I was a sophomore in high school when my grandmother passed.
Oh, so you were old enough to understand everything.
Yeah. I mean, it was tough. Just knowing the makeup of my family, my dad's mom, and obviously my dad played, you know, ball. So a lot of what I got from my dad, and everything he got from her. You know, she was some sort of legend in Louisiana when she was coming up. You know, she was playing ball. So, you know, I like to think a lot what I have been blessed with, you know, comes from her.
How far did she play basketball in high school? How far did she play? How long did she play until?
I think high school and whatever kind of leagues, you know, back then it was such a long time ago, whatever leagues colored people could play in then.
Right.
But my dad just says that, you know, she taught him how to play, and, you know, he kind of paved the way for me. So, a lot of what I'm doing here is through her.
Did he ever describe what kind of player she was? How did she like to play?
I think back then when she was playing, it was five defensive players and five offensive players.
Okay.
And she was good on both sides, but players weren't allowed to cross half court way back then. So she would have to just, you know, one day she's on defense, one day she's on offense. But she had some good size. She was like 5'10".
Okay. For a woman, that's tall,
yeah,
man.
Especially probably back then. So, yeah, that was that.
So you've kind of morphed then, if she was able to play both sides, because you're a guy who could play offense and you're a guy who's also a very good defender. So you've taken both of her skills then into your game today.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
And luckily for me, I can play in transition. You know,
right.
Back then she couldn't. But I'm just extremely blessed. Obviously, you know, I miss her, and it's something that.
What was her name?
Grandma Bobby. You know, Grandma Bobby, I used to stay at her house every summer out in Houston, Missouri City. So that was a fun, you know, we used to just ruin her house, basically, all the kids.
Would you stay there with your cousins?
My cousins. I had cousins that lived down the street. Me and my siblings would go.
How many grandchildren did she have?
It was probably six or seven of grandchildren, and then whatever friends we were with that day. So it easily could be 10 plus. She used to make the best homemade Rice Krispies. I remember those.
And how many kids did she have?
She had two.
So your father and
his sister, so
and
my
a sister.
Aunt, yeah.
Did she ever get to see you play in high school?
No. I mean, she was pretty sick throughout high school. She never made it to a game, but she was living with my dad at the time, so I would go, you know, after games, go check in with her.
Would you tell her how you played?
Not really. I mean, that wasn't really a big focus, you know, at the time. It was more just quality time, just trying to, you know, cheer her up. You know, I'll tell everyone. At 33, Grandma, but, you know, she wasn't very, you know, very responsive, but, you know, it was still worth it.
And so what was the favorite food that she used to make for you?
Rice Krispies.
The Rice Krispie treats?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so good.
Yeah.
So good. So, again, Grandma Bobby, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, look, it's a day today that unfortunately is somber, but hopefully a lot of folks hear stories from guys like Justice Winslow, like, yo, I've been through that too. Like, I understand that. I lost my grandmother also, and they donate. They could text in HEATCURE18 to 243-725. You can do it right now, and you can make a donation for the Heat Help Cure Radiothon, and also you can go to heathelpcure.org. You could donate right there, and this is going on all throughout the day today, leading up to the Heat and the Spurs tonight, and yeah, hopefully some folks can help out so we can keep more Grandma Bobbies around for a lot longer,
for
right?
For sure, for
yeah.
sure.
Thanks a lot, Justice. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.